Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, man, you've seen this guy. I think this guy has been in every movie ever made. Danny Trejo, who is just – when you see this guy, you go, that's the guy. That's that guy. And he is an acclaimed actor, the author of – yeah, he's also got Trejo's Tacos that I want to talk about because they're – fantastic. Danny Trejo joins us here in the National Defense. Danny, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. God bless all you guys. Thank you. I'm standing up saluting all of you, man. Thank you so much for keeping us out of bunkers.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. That's so good. Listen, your story is just an incredible story all the way around, Danny. I mean, you've been in two prisons that I know of. You were addicted to just about everything. You've come through all of that, and you've got this fantastic acting career, and now you're doing tacos. I mean, how come your life is not a movie?
Well, I wrote a book, Trejo, My Life of Crime, Redemption in Hollywood, and they're talking about a movie, but, you know, hey, I don't care.
Yeah, well, you've...
I've been having fun making movies and tacos.
What's your favorite movie you've ever made?
Well, I mean, I have to say Machete, but there's also a movie called Heat when I got to work with Robert De Niro, Val Kilmer, Tom Sizemore, John Boy. I mean, just every biggie there was, you know, and Robert De Niro. I remember him on a talk show saying, well, this was Trejo's first big movie. And then Robert answered up, yeah, but he sure held his own. You know, that was kind of a...
That's pretty...
Yeah, for him. Yeah.
Pretty good.
He's a guy. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I asked him, we asked him to be in my movie, Machete. And he goes, yeah, sure. And he played a bad senator in Machete. He was awesome.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, Heat was such a great movie, and you've also been in great shows like Breaking Bad and Sons of Anarchy,
yeah,
and you know, all of those kind of things. And you're kind of, I mean, your look is just like the look that everybody's looking for in a gangster or a villain. Or have you ever played a nice guy that likes puppies?
I love puppies. And I am a nice guy that loves puppies. But you know what? It's funny. The career, the first 3 years of my career, 4 years, I played mean guy, Mexican guy with tattoos, real mean guy. I never had a name. The first name I ever got was Art Sanella in a movie called Death Wish 4.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I wore a suit. And I go, wow, the first time I'm not hearing the director say, take off your shirt. And I love my tattoos. You know?
That's right.
So, I get to wear clothes in this?
We're talking to Danny Trejo here on National Defense. If you go to DannyTrejo.com, you can find out all about the stuff he's done. And now, seven locations of Trejo's Tacos?
Throughout Los Angeles, and we're opening up one in London.
In London?
Yeah, we're going nationwide, worldwide.
That's crazy. And I do understand that you're about to break out in the franchise world too, right?
Yeah, but yeah, we're just trying to figure out how to do that, but keep the, keep the authenticity of our cooking. Because when you franchise, a lot of times they'll bring in a cook and he wants to change stuff.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You also got another place that I've got a daughter who lives in Los Angeles, and she loves the Trejo's Coffee and Donuts.
Oh, yeah. But they made me stay out of there.
you can't come in. Don't scare the kids.
Hey, two pineapple fritters, and you need rehab.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you.
Talk to me about this non-alcoholic tequila. I mean, my first thing would be, so what's the point?
Yeah, well, you know what? The point is, a lot of times, you know, you don't want to drink, but you don't want to have to explain why you're not drinking.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's like you're having a drink after work, and you know, you're going to go out with your wife and you don't want to be smelling the booze and you don't want to feel you're going to have drinks with her. So it's like, you know, hey, give me a, and that way your partner's going to say, hey, how come you're the old lady won't let you drink? You know,
right.
Yeah. And it is in Los Angeles. That means we got a roadblock every other street.
You're right.
You know, in L.A. And if they, you know, tequila especially, the cops can smell tequila when they get out of their car and are walking up to yours. You know, they don't have to be that close. And so, you know, hey, you know, the mocktail tail is just—it's just a thing to where you don't have to explain anything, you know. And,
yeah. Yeah, no, I love the idea. And it seems like now there are a lot of people looking for a real good-tasting, non-alcoholic drink.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You've got it. Well, you know what the thing is over the pandemic that we went through, right?
Yep.
Everybody stayed home, put on weight. So they're trying to stay off of sugar. And I don't care what you say. Booze is full of sugar.
Yeah. Oh, you know,
Well, diabetic.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, and Danny, you're a guy that, I mean, man, I don't know how you stay in such great shape. I read about you working out on Venice Beach years ago,
Yeah,
what is your workout routine now?
I do the same routine. I just had to put a gym in my house because if I go to a gym, it just turns into a photo session, and I will not refuse a picture. I won't refuse an autograph. And my mom helped me with that because I was in CVS one time buying some Maalox, so my stomach didn't feel good. And I came out of my eight kids got me, and I'm signing autographs. And I got into the car, and my mom goes, "What's wrong?" I said, "You know what? I didn't want to do that, but I don't know how to say no." And she said, "You know, be a plumber. Nobody will ask you for an autograph." And I thought about that. And I said, "She said, that's your job. That is, you're signing those autographs, that's your job. And you have to say, God bless you, to everybody you sign an autograph." And I thought, wow, that's kind of cool. What do you do that? Yeah. And so I do.
That's cool. That's very good. That's very cool. Because, I mean, you know, you always remember those little moments. And Danny, I'm sure you've had a million of these. But I used to host a top-rated morning show. And somebody came up to me the other day and said to me, "Do you remember me?" And I said, "Well, I don't know." She goes, "I showed up at a remote broadcast you were doing 20 years ago, and my name is Lori, and my friend's name was Lori." And you go, "Oh, it's the Lori story." And, you know, of course, I don't remember that, but that meant, that, I mean, she's remembered this for 20 years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man, I just hug people and they, hey, what's up? And, you know, I'm millions of people, you know, but, I've never seen you. You know, who cares? Thank you, man. I love you.
I love that. I love that, man. I mean, talk about, I mean, Desperado, From Dusk Till Dawn, Con Air. And do you always enjoy the experience of making movies, or are there certain people you don't like working with?
No, I just make sure the check clears.
That's right.
It's kind of, you know what, I've got this thing down, because you got to watch your own head, because your own head will tell you you're special. And you got to, like I see a guy painting the house. That's the same thing I do. I got painters painting my house right now. And it's the same thing I do. I just maybe different houses. That's all. You know, I'm a painter.
Right.
I'm an artist. That's what I do. I enjoy it, you know. So I get to my life is like I found something that I love doing and figured out how to get paid for it.
That is so cool. Yeah, if you get to that point in your life, you're doing pretty good. If you go to DannyTrejo.com, you can find out everything that's going on in his world. Danny, thank you so much, man, for the time.
And if you want to buy a sweater, just go to ART20. For 20% off of anything you get.
Is there anything you're not selling?
No, I got a couple of puppies.
Danny, have a great Christmas, man. Thank you so much.
God bless you, man. Thank you so much.
God bless you too, man. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.